Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the new SDPB Black Hills Bureau. We're inside the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio, and joining me now for a little look at history in the making, we have in the studio with us Sarah Hansel. She's long-range planner for Rapid City Community Planning. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us, Brenna Maloney, an architectural historian with the Rapid City Historic Preservation Commission. Brenna, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with this Parts Central building is what we're actually sitting in. Which one of you can tell me a little something about how long this historic building has been here?
Sure, I can start. So the Parts Central building is also known as the Casper Supply Company. This is a building that was built in 1946 and designed by architect E.L. Henry. And it was listed on the National Register in 2000. It's a Art Deco and Art Moderne style building, vernacular style. It's got the ribbon plate glass windows in the front with the half moon styling of Art Moderne. It's simple decorative brickwork on the front. It's a really nice local example of the Art Deco and Art Moderne style.
And what was its first incarnation? Was it first a auto part?
Yes. Yeah.
Store.
Yep. So it was the Casper Supply Company, which was an auto parts company, in its first incarnation.
All right. So why would that? Does that architecture fit with what it was at the time, or is it a little more, you know, elaborate or creative or?
Well,
than you might expect in a supply company.
No, I think it's pretty unusual for a supply company at the time. Pretty highly stylized. I guess the most famous example of Art Deco would be the Empire State Building. So it sort of has a reflection of that, and to see that reflected in an auto supply company is pretty unusual. It's also a pretty significant building, not only for its architecture, but also because it represents kind of an interesting period of Rapid City's history as well.
How so? 1946, what's sort of happening in Rapid City that's interesting then?
Well, in the post-war period, you have a big population boom in Rapid City. That from 1930, the population was about 10,000. Until 1960, the population exploded to 42,000. So you have a really rapid growth in that post-war period. So buildings like this, like the Parts Central building, kind of are a physical representation of that history that we still see on the landscape. So,
how does a building like this get saved? How does it last from 1946 to 2017 and now move into its next incarnation, really?
You know, we've seen a lot of buildings in downtown Rapid City kind of have this new life breathed into them, and I think it's really important for buildings over time to have uses inside of them, people who are having vital businesses and people coming to visit and enjoy the building and have some kind of economic activity. I think that's the most important thing, is to make sure that there are things happening in this building that adds value back to the community, and we're seeing a lot of that in Rapid City right now. It's really exciting.
All right, tell me a little bit about the neighborhood. Where are we at here?
So this area, we're kind of in what's called locally as the East of 5th District. We see several historic buildings that are being revitalized in this area right now. In addition to the Parts Central building that we're in right now, we also have the Dean Motor Company just to the east of us a little bit. And then the building that the garage is into. Also, the Creamery Mall has seen a lot of revitalization, as well as the Rapid City Laundry building, which is where Serval is. So we're seeing a lot of redevelopment of these old buildings. It's great to see the insides kind of refurbished and renovated, but the outside keeps that same historic character.
So let's talk a little bit about that. What can be done to the building to preserve its character and yet modernize it to where, I mean, if you come inside this building, it's, you know, it's still not all complete. We're kind of giving the behind the scenes here as furniture gets moved and stuff, but it's clean, it's funky, it's very modern looking on the inside. What can be done on the inside versus, you know, with the rest of the building to preserve its historic quality?
Well, I mean, the main thing for buildings that are listed on the National Register of Historic Places are to keep its character-defining features intact when you do a renovation. So the Secretary of Interior does have a set of standards that building owners and homeowners can use and reference as they do restoration work on their homes or their buildings. But the Park Central building, for example, like I mentioned, the ribbon windows that are in the front, the wooden entry door that's in the front there is also, those are both character defining features of the building, which are intact. The sign was left intact, but you've really left in the interior space a lot of the same features are intact. So I think that this restoration's been, left a lot of those things intact and have modernized it for future use. So,
and I would add, some of the other buildings in downtown Rapid City too have seen a diverse type of uses. We have cafes and printing companies. Really exciting to see residential living units being developed here. In other parts of downtown, we have breweries being developed and an event space. So, I mean, really, there's a lot of possibilities for how these spaces can be transformed.
All right, Sarah, what needs to happen in a community to sort of get behind that kind of revitalization and renovation? Are there certain philosophies that everybody needs to embrace to say it's worth it to take on these buildings and do something with it for the community at large?
To some extent, but I think a lot of it kind of happens naturally too. I mean, these old buildings kind of have this kind of warehousey character that's just kind of, these older buildings are good places for startup companies to kind of get their feet on their ground and kind of get going. And then, we try to support at the city level. The Historic Preservation Commission works on educational programming and kind of advancing the value that we have for our historic buildings. But some of it is just intrinsic to us. We just, these are the places that we grew up being around, and we want to see them in the future as well.
Recent architectural survey in Rapid City. Tell me about that.
Sure. So recently the city contracted with a company that I work for, Quality Services Incorporated, based here in Rapid City, to conduct an architectural survey of this East of Fifth area. So we are just east of the historic downtown core of the late 19th century buildings. So this area, I think, and maybe Sarah can talk a little bit more about that, but as part of the downtown master planning process, I think the city really wanted to look at what is the building stock that we have in this area. So,
the city's been, we completed a downtown master plan in the last year or so. So we're really looking at what is the future of downtown Rapid City, all of downtown, but particularly this area between Fifth Street and the School of Mines. And so as we start to expect more redevelopment, we really kind of wanted to just get a sense on, are there historic resources that we need to be aware of here as development starts to kick off?
What did you find out?
The study found that there are 9 buildings that would be eligible for listing on the National Register. So that was a little bit of a surprise. We were excited to see that.
All right, walking tour. Tell me where I can walk to around here. I'm here all week, so stop by the Park Central building and say hello. And then our official opening is in September. But while I'm here, I've already found the bookstore and already spent money at the bookstore. I know where Que Pasa is. That's where I'm getting dinner tonight. Where else can I walk? What's around here? And how walkable is downtown Rapid City?
That's great. Well, there are more than 36 buildings in downtown citywide that are listed on the National Register. And the Preservation Commission right now is working on a project using grant funds to map all of these places and kind of put them in a tear-off map that would be really easy to pick up and walk loops. If you have 5 minutes, you got to see these places if you've got 10. So that's something they're in the process of developing now. But so many places to walk downtown. I don't know what I would list right off the top
where
of my
you
head.
Start. Yeah. Where do I get a good pastry? Is there a coffee shop? You mentioned sort of some interesting use buildings.
Yeah, there's 2 new coffee shops in this East of Fifth area, in the Creamery building and the Dean Motor Company that we mentioned earlier, and there's tons of great food and entertainment all throughout downtown Rapid City.
All right, how about development projects and some recent awards? I understand that you found some noteworthy things lately. Tell me about those.
Sure, so the Preservation Commission each year awards business owners and property owners who are doing great things with their buildings, and they just awarded at the city council meeting in August to 3 property owners. One was for a facade improvement further west downtown, another for the building that the Haykamp Brewery has recently relocated to. That's an interesting story. That was a building that the Rapid City Regional Hospital had used for years to do laundry, and there was no kind of public interface, and now there's a lot of different uses in that building, which is great. And the Dean Motor Company here in the East of Fifth District with the mixed-use cafe, residential units, and commercial printing company was another recipient of a Historic Preservation Award.
All right, Brenna, you're kind of new to the region a little bit. What are some of your first thoughts as an architectural historian versus some of the things in other communities that you've seen?
Sure. So I'm originally from Michigan, and in Michigan we have a lot of, lumber baron mansions and things like that in residential districts. And what I've really been impressed by in Rapid City and in South Dakota in general is this sort of post-World War II residential and building development, which I think is very unique and really reflective of the history. And it's something like here in Rapid City, we have a lot of the ranch houses, and you have a lot of the mid-century modern buildings that are here in the east of 5th District, which I really enjoy. So I think there's a really unique architectural history in South Dakota that that really deserves to be preserved and to be cherished.
And Sarah, you've lived here most of your life.
That's
Tell
right.
me how it's changed as you kind of have grown up.
It's changed a lot. When I was growing up here, there was not much for young people to do in downtown Rapid City, and you couldn't walk downtown now and begin to say that. There's so much to do for people of all ages, so it's wonderful.
Did you have a sense growing up that the architecture was interesting here and that the history was interesting here, or did you need to sort of go away to college and do some studying and then come back and really realize it?
I'm not sure that I would say that I had favorite architecture. I think I had favorite places. I don't know that I would have been able to identify exactly what that meant to me at the time, but I think we all have the places that we grow up around and become attached to, and then maybe after some schooling you figure out it's because of certain details that they have. But
what do you want next out of this community? We've got about 30 seconds left, but what are next steps to make it more vibrant and more interesting?
Well, the city's working on new zoning regulations that will hopefully spur more innovation and economic uses in this area. We're excited about that.
All right, my guests have been Sarah Hansel. She's long-range planner for Rapid City Community Planning. Sarah, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And Brenna Maloney. She's an architectural historian with the Rapid City Historic Preservation Commission. Brenna, thanks so much.
Thanks.